someone who's never a knucklehead or a bozo, but always highly intelligent with his commentary, Gordy Brunskill from the Saturday Daily Times.
Hey there, Stephen. I'm starting to wonder why I was following that segment.
Because now you give it balance.
Oh, I'm pretty sure anyone who knows me knows that I pretty much fall in that knucklehead category.
Well, you just came from the hockey press conference. So what's the read on the hockey team after the split over the weekend with the under-18s rallying to win 5-2 Friday, but then getting shut out 3-0 on Saturday?
They've got to be feeling pretty good about themselves. You know, that 3-0 score on Saturday is deceiving because it was 1-0 until about 3.5 minutes left. And both goaltenders, they used two different goaltenders this week, Matt Skov on Friday night and P.J. Nusico on Saturday. And both guys were absolutely outstanding. And when you also throw into consideration they were playing with only five defensemen for both games instead of the usual six, and one of the guys who was playing just came back from missing more than 2 months with a broken ankle. It is a very impressive performance because you think, hey, under 18 team, they're a bunch of teenagers, but these are all kids who are pretty much their last year of high school, ready to go to college. They've been playing together every single day since the summer, and they've been playing, I think, like 15 more games this season than Penn State has played. So they've played a monster schedule traveling all over the country. It was a really, really good test, some really fast skaters, some incredible talent on that team, and Penn State stood skate to skate with them in both games.
Gordon, it is also a team that has gone toe-to-toe with some of the Big Ten's best and have won.
Yes, well, yes. Which team are you talking about?
The under-18 team.
Yes, they stood toe-to-toe and beat Michigan a little bit more than a week ago at Yost Ice Arena. They also tied Minnesota at Minnesota's rink, and Minnesota's number one in the country, and tied Notre Dame also at their rink, and Notre Dame's number two in the country. So, yes, it's a really strong team that can handle it with the big boys.
Yeah, no question about that. Now, for Penn State, they had the big win over Ohio State, two very close games with UConn, and then this weekend. How does Guy Gadowski feel about the progress of his program?
Oh, he's feeling pretty good. He's one of those, he's trying to look at the big picture and say, you know, we're making progress. You know, some areas we're improving, some areas we still need help. Some things look promising. You know, there are a lot of things that still need to be done with this program, and they can't be feeling too good yet. Their problem for this week is they have to not look past their game tomorrow for their game on Saturday, because Saturday is just such a big moment for their program again. But first they have to play a Division III school, Newman, from the Philadelphia area. And at least they have, fresh in a lot of the players' memories, a 6-3 loss to Newman last year when they got to play in the outdoor rink over at Citizens Bank Park in preparation for the Winter Classic last year. So they are familiar with this team a little bit, but they have to make sure they don't look past them, because Saturday night is maybe the marquee event of the whole season, of playing against Vermont a couple hours after the Penguins and Flyers play to open up the NHL regular season.
Well, they're at least at home coming up tomorrow night, and they haven't played a lot of home games. Give me an idea how the fans have embraced them when they've been in the building.
The fans have been great, especially the student section. They leave flyers on the benches, on the bleachers for the students to come in. These are some of the chants we're going to do. This is the time we're going to do them. This is some information about some of the players. So I was hearing some taunting of the goaltender for the U.S. team and a couple of the players, and there was even a little bit of Big Ten rivalry going on. There were three guys on the U.S. team who were committed to the University of Michigan, so there were some taunts that way. I also heard someone who was headed for Notre Dame who got a little taunting of from someone who claimed to be an Alabama fan and said, hey, what about that football game? So, the fans are really starting to embrace it, and there is a lot of hockey fever around here. There are a lot of Flyers fans, a lot of Penguins fans, and so there's a lot that's simmering underneath the surface and is ready to bubble up a little bit more for this program. I think that we're going to see some pretty good crowds, some energetic and well-educated crowds when the big arena opens next year.
Over the next 6 weeks, there are five more games away from Greenberg.
Yes.
Besides the Ohio University game at Hershey, of course.
Of course, yes.
All right. Vermont in Philly, two at Michigan State, two at Wisconsin.
They're all going to be big tests.
All right. Does Guy feel that they have built, as the season has gone along, to the point where they're ready for these type of tests?
I think so, yeah. And this is it was a pretty nicely constructed season. You get some confidence building games. You play some of their old club foes from the ACHA. Play some Division III teams. You play a few lower level Division I programs. They've played just about everyone who's in the American Hockey Association. So they've gotten a lot of good things to get the feet wet, get an understanding for what Division I hockey is like. And now you start going into the deep end of the pool and really get to find out exactly where you are. And I had a conversation with Guy a couple weeks ago, just right around the first of the year. You know, it's a little bit past the halfway point, but what's your opinion of how things have gone at this point in the deep end of the pool? And he said, the deep end comes next year. Mm-hmm. Deep end comes when you're facing all those Big Ten teams and you've got to play Michigan four times a year and Michigan State and Wisconsin and Minnesota. And that's when you really get the test, and that's when you really find out what kind of team and what kind of program you have. Because this year is nothing compared to what they'll have next year.
Yeah, there's no question about it, because next year it's a full Big Ten schedule.
Yeah.
What is it with the power play? 9%? I mean, that's a stunning number.
Well, you know, 9%, but there are... It was a little frustrating to watch. They had a lot of trouble even getting shots on their power play. And this past weekend, obviously, there was a very talented team that they were facing. But they had a lot of trouble just getting the puck organized, get their offense set up, and be able to shoot the puck around and try to bend a defense and open up some spots. And holding on to the puck is one of their big problems. And so they get plenty of shots. It is amazing that for a first-year program, they get plenty of shots on goal every game, especially when it's on five-on-five situations. But it's the specialty teams where they've had a weakness. Their penalty kill has been very impressive. They killed off...
16% is great.
Yes, 16% is great. And they actually, the most impressive situation was Saturday night, first 7 minutes of the game, about six of it, they were a man down, and for 1 minute, they were two men down. So they were on a penalty kill for the first half of the first period of Saturday night, and they killed it all. They killed every single minute off. They didn't give up anything, and I think they gave up 9 or 10 shots on goal and still didn't let anything through. And to be able to do that, that is one of those serious confidence builders of that part of the game looks pretty secure. But now at the other end, when you've got the man advantage, they still are not organized enough to hold on to the puck to set up a good situation where they can get a quality shot and put a lot of pressure on. And so that's one of the things that needs to be worked on for the next few weeks of the season.
Casey Bailey and David Glenn, tell us about them. They've been outstanding in terms of getting the puck on net and converting.
They are your basic blue-collar, hard hat kind of guys. They do a lot of dirty work. They grind against the boards, and they create situations. This team is not the most talented. They're not the fastest skaters. The whole team is kind of a grinded out, and these guys are kind of the emblematic group of what this team, what symbolizes this team is just being able to do the dirty work, do what you have to do to try to get yourself a situation, a scoring situation. So these guys are more than willing to mix it up. And, Glenn takes a beating right in front of the net, tried to post himself up there. This is the way that Penn State has to get it done until they can really start winning the recruiting wars and get some of the top talent in. They're going to have to be the hardest working team and willing to do all the little things to give yourself a chance.
No question, but that will come. Guy Gadowski and his staff will get that part done, no doubt about that. And David Glenn has been outstanding. He's a +7 this year. He leads the team at +7. Very impressive. Max Gardner, okay, not the big goal scorer, but in terms of his ability to see all the chess pieces on the ice, how solid is he?
Well, Max has been a pretty good utility guy, which you would not have expected at the beginning of the season. You know, at the beginning of the season, you see this guy come in. He's, what, 6'3"? He looks like your basic Norse Viking from, you know, coming from Minnesota with the blonde hair. And you think, okay, this guy, he's going to bring in all, you know, goal-scoring galore. But as it turns out, center has not been the best position for him, even though he started out and done most of the year as center. He switched over to being a winger, and they put Taylor Holstrom at center, and all of a sudden, that line just clicked. And they started, you know, the last few weeks, probably around the Christmas tournament in Pittsburgh, they really started to catch fire and start scoring goals and being very fluid. And then things got upset on Saturday night when strange situation, Taylor Holstrom got ejected from the game. Gardner had to move back to center, and they had to reshuffle the line again because everything was fluid, and all of a sudden had to change things up again. And that's kind of been a little bit of the story for this whole team, is get things working for a game or two, and then someone gets injured or something happens, and you have to make a change. And so a lot of ways, that's the name of the game with hockey, is you have to be willing to make a lot of extra changes and be willing to do things on the fly, just like you have to make changes on the fly during a game.
Gordy, it's always a pleasure. Appreciate the time you gave us.
Always a pleasure to talk with you, Steve, and hopefully I can be your knucklehead again next Monday or whenever it comes around.
Well, you're nominated.
Don't worry, so am I.
Typically.
All right. Gordon Brunskill for the Saturday League Times. We'll get around to some men's volleyball, by the way, too, with Gordy here down the line here pretty soon, because Mark Pavlik's team came up with some good wins out in Hawaii. Nice.
Rough.